grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text this evening is the gospel message that we heard read a moment ago from St. Matthew chapter 16. And this question that Jesus asked his disciples, who do people say that the Son of Man is? Just kind of ask them, who is it? And then he looks at them and he says, but who do you say that I am? I want you to know, a person who does not know if he has the true faith, if you don't know that, you stand in a place of misery. If you don't know the true faith, it's got to be miserable. There's countless people who have this uncertainty. Many of them don't even desire to try and find it. They don't, why bother? Their hope is founded on the shakiest piece of ground there is, and they must be prepared to accept damnation. But it's frightening not to know our standing before God, isn't it? Who created us, redeemed us, preserves us, and who will be our judge at our death. How can a person who is unsure of divine grace lie at night peacefully? How can you go to bed at night without knowing if you have the true faith? How can you sleep and be at peace with yourself if you don't know who Jesus is? How can you wake up in the morning with joy, knowing that you're forgiven, that Jesus died for you? How can you have that joy? How can you go to work with anticipation, looking forward to the day of Jesus' return? Mustn't he have fear that he faces another unblessed day? Wouldn't this be a dreaded day to get up and, oh, here we go again? Why bother? Mustn't he fear that a curse will rest upon his labors? All that you do, all that you work for. You know, why bother if you don't know who the Jesus Christ is? How can he comfort and console himself when trouble comes before you? How can you be sure of any hope when trouble hits? Boy, we all get hit with trouble. How can we rejoice when it goes so well for us from time to time? We have those periods of time. How can we rejoice at those times? How was your day? Great. Shouldn't you regard everything then as punishment? And how can we not despair when enemies set themselves against you? Satan works day and night. He doesn't get tired. He is always there before us. And how do you cope with that? With all the temptations, with all that goes on in this life? Mustn't you believe that God will inflict a punishment upon you? That he will fall into the hands of his opponents and come to shame before them? How can you endure sickness that might come upon you? Mustn't you think that God will completely forsake you because you've despised his grace from time to time? Maybe you've had doubts, and maybe you think God doesn't look at you very graciously. Why should he? Why bother? How frightful must each sense of death that we experience? How frightening must it be for us to not know and truly know the faith that we have of Christ, having died on the cross and beaten sin, death, and the devil? Truly, you must wonder then how a person who does not know, if he stands before God in grace, how you'll be terrified by every leaf that rustles by. It's got to be, you know, it's like the criminal that's on the run, looking over your shoulder at every moment, you know. Are they following me? Are they after me? We may wonder if we can still raise our face to heaven. If we can still read, can we hear God's word? Can we even enter into a church? Can we receive His sacrament? Can we open our mouth for prayer or in song without being alarmed? On the flip side, there is no one more fortunate than the one that knows that he stands in grace before God. With joy we can lie down at night. We can rest easy knowing God is by our side. We know that he places himself right there beside us. His tender loving arms wrap around us each and every moment of the day. That's how powerful and almighty of God he is. With joy, we can see ourselves blessed here on earth. For we know that God wants us to be happy. God makes things so that we will be happy. With confidence and courage, we look forward to troubles. For we know that God wants to lead us to heaven along this path that He's laid before us. Without dread, we see ourselves surrounded by secret and public enemies, for we know that we have nothing to fear from them. Without God's will, they can't bend even one hair on our head. God stands with us in covenant, in promise. He says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. The news of the nearness of our death could be a happy message. For we know that I long to be in heaven, in that untroubled sphere, where they will be rewarded who serve their God while here. With joy, we open up our Bibles, for in it we find the light, the power, the comfort, and the peace. With joy we enter into God's holy house. For here our soul delights in the glorious worship of our dear Heavenly Father. We join in hymns and prayers, and we use His Holy Supper as a festive day. Oh, how blessed is the one who knows he stands in the true faith, and for this reason he stands with God in grace. We already have heaven on earth, despite a thousandfold trouble. By rights, I should tell you that's not my own sermon. That was C.F.W. Walther, one of the founding fathers of our church. That was my devotion this morning. Thanks be to God. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and minds in the risen Christ Jesus.